Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed Truth.
We in the building.
Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. But this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly while you shading folks. I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started off slow, now Anointed Truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan, yeah. I won't deviate, nah. I just wanna be successful, I'm on my Drake.
Yeah.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. Beware. Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that word play.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy
seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. We want to welcome everybody to More Than an Hour of Power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Crepo. Praise God. Amen. And we have come together, amen, on tonight to bring you the word of the Lord, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Glory to God. And you know, First Lady ain't too far from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have come to lift the name of the Lord up on high. On tonight, we have come to praise him, to magnify him, and to lift him up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight, Lord, and congregate in your name. We want to ask, Lord, that you move in a mighty way, that your Holy Spirit take over the conversation on tonight. We want to hear your voice, Lord. We want to hear your revelation. We want to receive your wisdom, your knowledge on tonight. And we thank you. We thank you in advance for what we're about to receive, Lord. And we just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We want to glorify you. We want to lift you up tonight, Lord, simply because you are worthy, simply because you deserve it, simply because you are God all by yourself and you don't need no help. Glory to God, there's none beside you. Hallelujah, none above you. Glory to God, hallelujah, and there never will be. And we want you to know, Lord, tonight we glorify you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up, Lord, because you are truly, truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And once again, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Amen. This is more than an hour. Hallelujah. Of power. And we truly hope you are ready. Hallelujah. To receive the word of God on tonight. We hope you're ready to magnify him. We hope you're ready to praise him. We hope that you are ready to receive. Hallelujah. The word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you that have your Bibles, your electronic devices, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to be coming out of the book of Luke. The book of Luke. Praise God. Hallelujah. Chapter 5. We're going to be starting at verse number. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse number. 26, we're going to start, hallelujah, at verse number 26, hallelujah, amen, praise God, amen. And they were, and we're going to start reading verse number 26 of chapter 5, and they were all amazed, and they glorified God when they, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today, praise God, Jesus had just got done doing some miracles, glory to God, hallelujah. Verse 27, and after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left, rose up and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast at his house, and there were a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. So what's happening is Jesus been doing some miracles. Amen. He done healed some people. Amen. With palsy. He done, hallelujah, healed some people. And people witnessed him healing people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And people were amazed that he healed people. Amen. But then Jesus, amen, went about his way. And when he went about his way, he saw Levi, who would later be called Matthew. Praise God. He saw Levi at work. Praise God. He was sitting at the receipt of customs. Praise God. Hallelujah. He waiting for people to come through. Hallelujah. So he can tax them. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was his job as a publican. A publican was equivalent to a tax collector. Praise God. Hallelujah. They collected the funds. They got the money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They were Jews that were working for the Roman government. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jews working for the Roman government, because the Roman government figured it was easier to collect the taxes from the Jews, hallelujah, through Jews, than it would be for them, hallelujah, to go collect the taxes. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And these tax collectors were ruthless. Praise God. They was taxing you extra, taking stuff off top. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus saw Matthew at work, hallelujah, and told Matthew to follow him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Matthew obeys. It says Matthew left out. That means he quit. Glory to God. He quit his job. He got up and he left to follow Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is important, praise God, because from verse 26 to 27, it's not evident that Levi Matthew This is just a little side track. That Levi, Matthew, whatever you want to call him, amen, was present to witness the miracles that Jesus had just done. Hallelujah. I always say Matthew's calling was unique. Praise God, because all he knew is this man told him to follow him. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he had faith enough to leave everything he had behind, the way he make his living, the way he sustained his family, hallelujah, his way of life, praise God, his lifestyle. He was able to leave all of that behind, hallelujah, to follow Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If we recall, if you remember, amen, the first four that followed him, James, John, Peter, and Andrew, hallelujah, they were the fishermen. They witnessed the miracle. Hallelujah, amen. They got so much fish that day, hallelujah, the nets were tearing. Hallelujah, the ships were sinking. Praise God, hallelujah. I would have followed them too. Praise God, I'm going to get rich following this man. But Matthew had, hallelujah, no reason, hallelujah, no inspiration, praise God. Hallelujah, other than God saying, follow me. Praise God, and he left everything. Hallelujah, amen, to follow Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes to follow Jesus, you got to leave everything behind that you have. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. In this text, he quit his job. Hallelujah. He got up and left right then and there. Didn't tell nobody he was clocking out. Praise God, he just got up and left. It reminds me of a story my pastor back home when I was a kid. When he was mentoring me, he was telling me, amen, that he was at work, and he was at work in God. He was working in New Mexico, hallelujah, amen. And God brought across his mind this girl, hallelujah, that was back home in Louisiana. Praise God. And God told him at the job, I want you to leave your job right now and go get your wife. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he didn't even know her like that. But he had enough faith that he walked off his job right then and told his boss, I'm going to go get my wife. Glory to God. When God speaks to you, hallelujah, I don't care where you at, you got to move. Glory to God. You got to have enough faith in him. Hallelujah. Amen. That you have got to move when he says move. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Levi, who would later become Matthew, had that kind of faith. Praise God, he had that kind of faith. Jesus said, follow me, and he did just that. He followed him. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Verse 29, and Levi made him a great feast. Hallelujah, a great feast. Praise God, hallelujah, in his own house. And there a great company of publicans and others that sat down with them. Praise God, hallelujah. The publicans, the others. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. See, we tell you, amen, we preach and we tell you all the time, hallelujah, amen, don't hang around bad influences. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't hang around. Don't socialize. Don't be buddies and friends with bad influences. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the thing is, you're supposed to be the influence. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we tell you not to hang around them so they won't influence you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once you get that understanding, hallelujah, amen, God gets you to a point, because God's still working on some of y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of y'all can't go hang around y'all buddies because y'all will go right back to doing what y'all was doing back in the day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say, I want you to, when I send you back, I want you to be the influence. Glory to God. I don't want you to be like you're an alcoholic and you drunk. You under the influence. No, I want you to be the influence. Glory to God. And people on the outside going to judge you. Because they don't know what's going on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That they might be going on in your life right now. People might be looking at you, hallelujah, from the outside, and they judging you. Look, I done heard sermons about me, so I know it's happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it's happening to me, it's happening to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People are judging you from the outside, but don't know. I wasn't sent to you. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, pastor, preacher, evangelist. I wasn't sent to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you wasn't sent to me. Let's get it straight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wasn't sent to you. Hallelujah. I was sent to these people over here. Glory to God. Let's keep reading. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 30 it says, but the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? Why are you over there hanging out with them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because, amen, praise God. See, first people going to begin to judge you. They're going to murmur amongst themselves. Watch this. They ain't going to never say it to your face. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why I liked, hallelujah, the way Jesus did things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he perceived your thought, hallelujah, he answered your thought verbally. Glory to God. When he discerned what you were thinking, he addressed what you were thinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, there's a lot of people, you know how they feel about you, but you won't address it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't say nothing. They talking indirectly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They being shady, as the young folks say, not the old folks saying, hallelujah, amen, but they being shady. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They talking about you, but don't want you to know they talking about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I put a post on Facebook, hallelujah, amen. If you got something to say to me, say it to me. Don't put it in the sermon because I ain't looking for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't put it in a song. Don't put it in a post. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do put it in the post, make sure my name on it. Elder, this for you. Hallelujah, because I'm going to scroll, look at it, and say, I wonder who they talking about. That's sad right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep scrolling. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times people be shooting slugs, but they not hitting the target. Hallelujah. Praise God, because they aim ain't right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And here come the Pharisees. Now, look, they talking. They ain't saying it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. They said it to the disciples of Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Asking them, why y'all over here with these publicans, with these tax collectors, with these sinners? Glory to God. Why you at their house? Why you riding with them? Hallelujah. Well, what you doing with them? See, and that's the problem. You on the outside looking in, and you thinking they influencing me. Glory to God. You thinking they influencing Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. You think because Jesus hanging with them, Jesus must be doing what they doing. Oh, no. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why you need to be quiet and stay in your own house. Hallelujah. That's why you need to mind your own business. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. Before you can move a speck of dirt out your brother's eye, hallelujah, you need to get that plank out of your forehead. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. You need to take care of your business at home. Hallelujah. Pharisees and scribes, these are the preachers, the scribes know the law. Hallelujah, amen. That's why they call scribes, because they knew the scriptures. They studied them. They knew the front, the back, side to side, upside down. They could juggle. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they over there, amen, he can't be one of us. He ain't dressed like one of us. Hallelujah, he don't act like one of us. And then he over there eating with them. He ain't even eating with us. Hallelujah. It made me wonder what you really hating on. Are you mad because I'm not over there with you? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you might find out when you get to hanging with the church folks, they doing some of the same things. Uh-oh. Praise God, hallelujah. They got liquor cabinets. They got beer in the refrigerator, hallelujah. They got wine. They doing some of the same things behind closed doors. The only difference, this is what I done found out, my personal experience, the only difference is the sinner doing it out in the open, the one you call the sinner, glory to God, is doing it out in the open. Praise God, you doing it in private. Hallelujah, amen. I believe God calls this iniquity. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And you just hating, are you just hating? Why is you hating? Because I'm not over there committing iniquity with you? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's 33 again. And they said, I'm sorry, 31. Hallelujah. And Jesus answering said unto him, keep in mind, they ain't saying nothing to Jesus. Sometimes you got to learn to speak up. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to learn to speak up. Excuse me. You talking about me? Praise God. You need to be direct. If you talking about me, hallelujah, praise God, amen. You can't be subliminal, hallelujah, praise God. You can't be over there murmuring, glory to God, hallelujah. God say in this season, it's time for you to open your mouth and speak up, answer them out directly, hallelujah. You know what they think about you, hallelujah. You know what they saying about you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell them why you're doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. I ain't say argue with them. Just tell them, glory to God, hallelujah, and leave it alone. Once I tell you, hallelujah, if you don't believe me, now it's on. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. I really don't care what you think, hallelujah, but I'm going to let you know exactly what I'm doing over here. Glory to God. Look what Jesus says, praise God. And Jesus answered, said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician. In other words, you don't never see a doctor at the gym. Glory to God, hallelujah. You don't never see the paramedics at the gym, hallelujah. You don't never see them at the gym saying, praise God, amen, we need to heal these healthy people. Hallelujah. Old buddy over there, bench pressing 350, we need to, amen, make sure, hallelujah, he healthy. Praise God, hallelujah. No, we at the hospital where the people are sick. Glory to God, hallelujah. Y'all sitting over there, all a bunch of healthy folks together. Glory to God. At least you think you are. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. At least you think, hallelujah, you are. And then he says, amen, praise God. But they that are sick, verse 32, I came not to call the righteous, comma, but sinners to repentance. Hallelujah. How you going to get the sinner saved if you're not talking to them? How you going to get the sinner saved if you're not communing with them? Hallelujah. Praise God. How you going to get the sinner saved, praise God, if you make them feel like they down below your shoe, that you better than they are, when you was just where they was, hallelujah, not too long ago. The Lord says in this season, this is the time for you to, hallelujah, come to the point of repentance. The word repentance literally means to change your mind. Glory to God, hallelujah. You need to change, hallelujah, what you think about you. That's why Jesus is talking to the sinners. He's telling the sinners, you need to stop thinking the way you've been thinking about yourself. Glory to God, hallelujah. Whatever you've been told, whatever you've been programmed, hallelujah, praise God, because you haven't been educated, you've been programmed. Hallelujah, you haven't been taught, you've been programmed. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. You haven't discovered anything, you've been programmed everything. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And the mind, being as powerful as it is, praise God, once it is programmed, hallelujah, it's going to run the program that you input. So if you input, hallelujah, that this, I'm just going to work, till I'm going to work 40 years, collect Social Security, glory to God, hallelujah. If you input, I'm going to be on the streets all my life. I ain't going to never make it out the ghetto. If you input, ain't no good men in the world, so I ain't going to never find one. If you input, ain't no good men in the world. Hallelujah, ain't none out there. If you keep imputing this stuff into your system, hallelujah, praise God, this is what your mind is programmed. Hallelujah. Back in the day when I was growing up, they had a commercial. They took an egg and they cracked it in the skillet. Hallelujah. And as it started frying, they said, a mind is a terrible thing to race. And they were speaking along the lines of education. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm speaking along the lines, hallelujah, of educating yourself, hallelujah, about who you are in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, amen, I come for the sinner. Hallelujah, amen, to change his mind because you got your mind made up. Glory to God, hallelujah, you righteous, you the one. Hallelujah, amen, y'all the Pharisees, the scribes, and the priests, glory to God, hallelujah. What I look like preaching to somebody who know the word, glory to God, hallelujah. What I look like preaching to somebody who know the word, glory to God, hallelujah. I came to give those the word, amen, that don't have it in their heart. Hallelujah. How else they gonna get it there unless you put it there? Hallelujah. Why I'm sitting over here eating with them? Why you mad? Hallelujah. Why you over there with them? Why? Because you like being important. Hallelujah. The Bible says that y'all like wearing the robes, hallelujah, and the garments, and you like wearing all the gear, amen, and you like sitting at the front tables, and you like the front seats at all the banquets. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Are you doing it, hallelujah, for God? Hallelujah, as Jesus was, or are you doing this, praise God, for the fame, the fortune, glory to God, the notoriety, hallelujah, amen, the authority. You finally want to be somebody, glory to God, and you done found a way to do it. No wonder he said in that great day, I will tell many, I do not know you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, glory to God, because you're not in it for the right, glory to God. And got the nerve to ask me why you over there with them. Hallelujah. Got the nerve to ask Jesus, why is he over there with them? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I came for them to change their mind. Because all you've been telling them is how they going to hell. Hallelujah. All you've been telling them is how no good they are, how their life ain't going to never turn out right. Hallelujah, amen. All you've been doing is feeding them negative information. Hallelujah, amen. You have never once told them, hallelujah, how they can be redeemed. You never once told them about the mercy. Well, no, the mercy just came when you came. No, it didn't. Hallelujah, amen. When you go to Hosea 6:6, he's been saying, I do not desire, hallelujah, the blood, hallelujah, of rams and bullocks. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. The mercy been here. You just ain't been telling nobody about it. You've been trying to hold the mercy in for yourself, glory to God, hallelujah. You are a hoarder of all the glory. You are a hoarder of the blessings. You are a hoarder, glory to God, of the mercy. You are a hoarder of the grace, glory to God, hallelujah, because the message been stopping with you. It ain't been making it to the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So they asked Jesus, amen. And he told them, I came, hallelujah, amen, for them to change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God that the Bible tells us, hallelujah, amen, that whatever you believe, well, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. All because, hallelujah, that's what you've been programmed to have. Why do you think you keep meeting the same kind of man? Hallelujah. Why you keep thinking you're meeting the same kind of woman? Why you think you keep going through the same kind of situation? Because you have not deprogrammed yourself from going through it. So therefore, you're going to keep repeating the cycle because you never unprogrammed it from your system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. And the thing about it is people are online teaching us how, hey, man, we can use our mind to manifest this and manifest that. Before I do anything, hallelujah, I want to get myself together, glory to God, hallelujah. Before I earn some money, hallelujah, I need to get my life right, glory to God. Because if I don't, I'm just going to mess the money off, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Teach me, hallelujah, amen, how to renew my mind, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye not conformed to the images of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing. That means you got to make some things new. Hallelujah. Amen. That means the old software ain't working. Glory to God. You trying to use an old Windows program on a new, hallelujah, computer. Praise God. That's why you stuck in the same cycle of not advancing. That's why you stuck in the same cycle of not moving forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you have not deprogrammed that from your system. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do you think Jesus told us many times, amen, hallelujah, amen, the way we are talking changes. If you're poor, say you're rich. If you're sick, say you're well. Hallelujah, praise God. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Glory to God, hallelujah. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in your heart? What's in your mind? What's in abundance in there? What's the biggest thing in there? Hallelujah. Yeah, I hear you saying God gonna bless you. God gonna bless me one day. Hallelujah. But is that in your heart in an abundance? Or is that a little thing you say every once in a while? What's the majority of the thing that you think ain't going to happen in your life? Do you really think God going to make a way? Or you are preparing for him not to? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you really believe these things? Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, man, and like we used to say a long time ago, we in a season that you got to know that you know that you know that you know. Hallelujah, praise God. You can't have no doubt about what God's going to do in your life. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, everything you speak has got to be prosperous. Everything you speak, you can't keep talking bad about your spouse and your children. Hallelujah, and your job. Hallelujah. We talked about this last week, about bringing these curses on your life through your own tongue. Through your own mouth. Oh, my wife ain't no good. Well, you said it, and when two or three agree on a thing in the earth, pray, when my husband a piece of crap, he ain't gonna never be nothing. Well, praise God, hallelujah. You just spoke that thing into existence. And even if he was a good man, nah, he ain't, amen, because you spoke a thing that was not as if it was. And you don't realize the power of the things that you are saying. Glory to God, hallelujah. You just running out at the mouth, cursing your life. And this is one thing that you have to, that's why he used the word repentance. Hallelujah, change your mind. You got to change your mind about, elder, that's just, them just words. Them just words, elder. Them words don't mean, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is the biggest lie that they taught us in school. Glory to God, hallelujah. Why do you think Jesus said, you have been told not to murder, that was a commandment, that you ain't supposed to do it. But I say that if you say to your brother, Raka, which is to call your brother a fool, that you are in danger of the fires of hell. So he said, hey, man, you ain't got to kill him physically with your hands. He said you can kill him verbally with your mouth. Hallelujah. How many dreams have been killed because you just like your daddy? You ain't going to amount to nothing, just like he wasn't nothing. Glory to God. How many dreams were killed because, hallelujah, amen, your brother went down the same path. You're going to be end up just like him in jail. Glory to God, hallelujah. How many children you going to end up pregnant just like I was? You ain't no better than me. We have cursed the next generation with our own mouth. We have cursed our generation with our own mouth. We're cursing our children. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're cursing our own finances. I think this job getting ready to get rid of me. Oh, they're acting like they don't want me here. Well, if they're going to fire me, they need to go and do it. Hey, somebody need to pop you in the mouth and tell you to shut up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because you are cursing, hallelujah, your own life. You are putting things over your own life with your own words. And then saying the devil is busy. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil's be only busy because you got him busy. Hallelujah, with your mouth. Hallelujah, praise God. You got him working with your mouth, glory to God. If God did have a hedge of protection around you, you've allowed it to drop with your mouth, glory to God, hallelujah. But them just words, no, they're not, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, when you put them words into the atmosphere, it's like a boomerang. Hallelujah. And if you throw a boomerang and you turn around and begin to walk away, that boomerang going to hit you dead smack in the back of the head. Hallelujah. Because you done put it out there, it's going to come back to get you. Hallelujah. 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 So we got to understand how powerful not only our words, hallelujah, but our mind is because it has to come out of the heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Out of the abundance. The abundance. The abundance. The abundance is a lot. That's the majority. That's most. Hallelujah. If you're thinking negative thoughts most of the time, you're going to speak negative thoughts most of the time. Because if you think about it before you said it, you thought it. Glory to God. Before you said it, you thought it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you got to learn when to shut up. Hallelujah. You got to learn when to shut up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to learn when to change your mind. Look at people around you. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't you know Tyler Perry, hallelujah, Steve Harvey, these people were homeless at age 38, 39, living in their cars. Glory to God, hallelujah. And people say, well, I don't know if they saved. You don't know if they, hallelujah, praise God, but you are. Hallelujah. So if you don't think they saved and they done got to the level that they had, glory to God, hallelujah. Why are you, glory to God, why you ain't got no faith in our God, hallelujah, that he can elevate you, hallelujah, praise God. Quit being like the Hebrew children, going into the land, talking about it's too much, we can't do it. Hallelujah, amen. We can't hang with the Kenneth Copelands and the Joel Osteens and the Creflo Dollars, glory to God, hallelujah. You can't hang, amen, with the Kirk Franklins, glory to God, hallelujah, and the Anthony Browns, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. You can't hang with the Lecraes and the Bizzos, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. You can't hang, they too big. I don't see myself that big in order to hang with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the devil is alive. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He come to steal your dreams, destroy your hopes. Hallelujah. Amen. And kill any chance you have of making it, hallelujah, in this world or the next. That's his job. Hallelujah. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Praise God, hallelujah. It's his job to put negative thoughts in your head. It's your job to rebuke that negative thought. Hallelujah. It's your job to overcome that negative thought with a positive thought. And then it's your job to speak that positive thought. Quit saying you broke. If you ain't got no money, just say, hey, I don't have no money right at this second. But as soon as God blesses me, I'll see what I can do. Glory to God. You got to learn to rephrase the words that you're saying. Hallelujah. You just can't say I'm broke and leave it like that. Glory to God, hallelujah. You just can't put a curse on somebody, hallelujah. You can't just warn, hey, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to end up in jail. But if you stop doing what you're doing, repent and turn your life over to Christ, hallelujah, amen, he'll pick you up, turn you around, and set your seat on solid ground. See, you got to stop cursing people and give them the whole story. Half the story is a curse. Hallelujah. You think I'm right? Read half the Bible. Just half of it. And you going to hell. Glory to God. You done broke every glory to God. Jesus ain't came yet. Hallelujah. So just read half of it. Hallelujah. Amen. And go off that half. Praise God. Go get you a lamb. Amen. A lamb without blemish. Somebody got to approve it. You got to take it to somebody's synagogue. Hallelujah. They got to kill it. They got to find somebody's mercy seat and sprinkle it on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some kind of way. Otherwise, you're going to hell. Glory to God. Because you ain't got the whole story. But when you get the whole story and see there's redemption at the end. Hallelujah. That's like leaving the story off. They crucified him. And we put them in that tomb, and they sealed the tomb. The end. No. Hallelujah. Where is the joy in that? Where is the overcoming in that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where is the triumph in that? Hallelujah. You got to leave the part. You got to give me the whole story. Glory to God. What happened on Sunday morning, the first day of the week? Hallelujah. Was the, you mean to tell me he got up? Glory to God, you mean to tell me, hallelujah, he wasn't there despite everything they did? He got up? Oh, glory to God. You mean to tell me no matter what they do to me, I'm going to get up? Hallelujah, no matter how much they ridicule me, how much they lie on me, how much they talk about me, how much they say I'm a blasphemer, hallelujah, how much they say I'm committing grand larceny, hallelujah, amen, how much they say, amen, I am using the Lord's name in vain, no matter what they say about me, no matter how much they beat me down, no matter what they do to me, I'm going to get up. You need to reprogram yourself, glory to God. This world ain't going to bring me down. Hallelujah. You can't defeat me. Hallelujah. Praise God. The more enemies I have, the better. The bigger my table. Hallelujah. The bigger my step stool. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to start seeing this thing differently. I don't want nobody talking about me. I don't want to be hated on. I want to be liked by everybody. Hallelujah. If you want to be liked by everybody, you don't want to be nobody. Oh, God, say that again. He say, if you don't want to be hated by anybody, if you want to be liked by everybody, then you don't want to be nobody, glory to God. Because everybody, hallelujah, get hated on. Hallelujah. No matter how good you try to do, they're going to hate on you. Hallelujah. No matter what you do, they're going to twist your words. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be shocked. They did it to Jesus. Jesus said, if you tear this temple down, I'm going to build it back up. They went and lied and said, he said he's going to tear down the temple. Glory to God. And even if you misunderstood that, hallelujah, that maybe you thought I said I was going to tear down the temple. Hallelujah. What about the part where I said I'm going to build it back up? Hallelujah. Expect your words to be misunderstood by those who wasn't meant to understand it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, you won't understand what I'm saying because your father is of the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You do stuff that defies, hallelujah, amen, my principles. If out of the abundance of the mouth the heart speaks, how can you speak good things and do bad? Matter of fact, he said, how can you speak good things and do evil? Praise God, hallelujah. Something ain't right about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like the man of God said last night, you ain't got no conscience. How can you lie to my face? Praise God. And not feel no guilt, no condemnation. Hallelujah. You don't feel bad at all. Something wrong, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord say, when you see those people, stay away from those people, glory to God. Don't have these kind of people in your circle, and you know He said, I'm going to reveal them to you. You just got to obey me, glory to God, hallelujah, because they're going to bring negative thoughts into your mind because they don't care. Hallelujah. Everything they say, hallelujah, is going to be negative, praise God. Hallelujah, because that's their job. They're going to be negative. Hallelujah, they're working for the enemy. Praise God, they want to steal, they want to kill, and they want to destroy. That's their assignment from the dark side, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 But we got to believe in this hour what the word of God says. If we resist the devil, he'll flee. Hallelujah. Resist him. Ignore him. Hallelujah. Ignore that enemy when he say you ain't no good. Ignore that enemy when he say you ain't going to never make it. Ignore that enemy when you say you going to live, you going to die in your sin. Ignore that enemy when he say you ain't going to never prosper. Ignore him, glory to God, and he will flee. Hallelujah. Amen. The best way to make something die is lack of attention. Hallelujah, praise God. And the problem is you giving the enemy too much attention in your mind. Hallelujah, praise God. I keep saying faith works two ways. It can be negative or positive. Faith is defined as a strong belief. Hallelujah. If I strongly believe in positive things, that's why it says faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to hear the word of God to receive the faith that I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. Not the word at the beauty shop. Not the word at the barber shop. Not the word at the nail shop. Not your mama word. Not your daddy word. I know that's your mama and your daddy. That don't mean they was right. Glory to God. Ain't it amazing how we listen to people, hallelujah, who lies ain't all that? Oh, y'all, hallelujah, praise God. They lives jacked up and you listening to them, glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah, praise God. And your life going to turn out just as jacked up as theirs is, hallelujah, amen, because I know what the Bible says, Elder, but my mama told me this. I know what the Bible says, Elder, but my daddy told me this. I know what the Bible say, but I'm going to ignore what the Bible say.
No.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to do what my mama told me to do. I'm going to do what my daddy told me to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say, no. Hallelujah. You got to do what I told you to do. Hallelujah. 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 So what you thinking about? Hallelujah. What is on your mind? Praise God. Are you seeing yourself, hallelujah, in a positive light, in a positive situation? Do you see yourself being healed? Do you see yourself being prosperous? Do you see yourself, hallelujah, being faithful to the word of God? Do you see yourself, hallelujah, amen, being married, amen, to the guy that God wants you to be with? Do you see yourself being married to the woman that God wants you to be with? Glory to God. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart, but first your desires got to line up with his. And when your desires lined up with his, the floodgates will open. Hallelujah. And blessings will begin to pour out. Praise God. But you got to believe it first. You got to know it first. Hallelujah. You got to trust in God. You have to have that locked down, die hard faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need to take y'all faith to the gym. Hallelujah, because it needs to be worked out. It needs to be built up. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't worked it out enough. You ain't trusted God enough. Hallelujah, amen, for your faith to grow. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have not trusted God enough for your faith to grow. Hallelujah, amen. And therefore, you're going to keep thinking the way you're thinking. You're going to keep that negative perspective, that negative thing that you got on everything. Oh, it's a black cloud to just follow me everywhere. Hallelujah. I was telling my boss today, amen, try not saying amen, you know, stuff just keep happening. It just keeps happening. I'm accident prone. I'm going to hit my head. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. No, quit saying it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Once you say, once you quit saying, hallelujah, it's going to happen, it'll stop happening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. People, when you're young and you do something, hallelujah, amen, they start calling you clumsy. I remember one time I slipped. I did something. I fell. I forgot what it happened. But all of a sudden, I'm clumsy. Oh, you ain't never failed before. That's what you're telling me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that would make you clumsy, too. Oh, no, that was just one time I fell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I just fell one time, and all of a sudden, I'm clumsy. Don't put that curse on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you keep speaking it and you keep getting that same result, well, don't get mad at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You speaking these things. Ain't nobody trying to do these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we keep speaking them. We keep saying it. Hallelujah. And expect. But we say one thing and expect something different. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm just talking about the problem. How many times and how many people? Hallelujah. Praise God. What are you doing? You know why you ask so many people about your situation? Because you're looking for somebody that will validate how you feel. Hallelujah. And encourage you to act on your feelings instead of on the word of God. Hallelujah. That's why you ask around. That's why the Bible says people got itchy ears. Hallelujah. And you ain't scratching it right. I'm going to find somebody that's going to scratch it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you telling me what the Bible says. I'm going to find somebody. Hallelujah. To tell me what I want to hear. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I got to sow them a seed to get them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So what's in abundance in your mind tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. How you think tomorrow going to go? Hallelujah. Praise God. And we talk about it all the time, commanding the day, telling the day how the day going to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Telling the day how the day is going to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a good day today. You going to act right today, Dave. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm not waking up on the wrong side of the bed. Hallelujah, amen. My spouse going to wake up in a good mood. Hallelujah, I'm going to wake up in a good mood. The kids going to be in a good mood. The boss going to be in a good mood. Ain't going to be no traffic tomorrow. Hallelujah, praise God. I ain't going to get in no accidents. Hallelujah, I ain't going to cut nobody off. I ain't going to flip nobody off. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to stay, hallelujah, amen, in the confines, hallelujah, of who I'm supposed to be tomorrow. Ain't nothing going to change about me, hallelujah. I'm going to wake up safe. I'm going to go to bed safe. Hallelujah, temptation may come, but I'm going to resist it, and it's going to flee from me. Hallelujah, I ain't got to worry about it because God's going to be with me. Hallelujah, praise God. Positive affirmations in your life. Hallelujah, amen. And watch the enemy going to try to wake you up in the morning and try to get you to say something opposite. You might get out and step out the bed and step on one of your kids' toys tomorrow. Hallelujah. Why? Because the enemy wants to start you off in a bad mood. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's already ahead of the game. The enemy is taking notes tonight, even if you're not. Okay, so he's going to wake up tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to make sure in the morning ain't no toilet paper on the roll. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do something to start your day, and it's Friday, too. I want your weekend to go bad. Glory to God. I'm going to start it right now. Hallelujah. But see, once you got so many positive affirmations going, hallelujah, amen, once the abundance in your heart is nothing but positivity, hallelujah, amen, negative ain't got no place. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Surprise the people around you. Step out on that toy. Oh, I done stepped on a doggone toy. They expecting you to go crazy. They expecting you to lose your mind. All you going to do is pick the toy up, give it to your kid, and say, son, make sure you put that up next time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. And if you got nothing but negativity, hatred, hallelujah, malice, hallelujah, amen, unforgiveness, hallelujah, amen, all these things in your heart, jealousy, hallelujah, amen, all these things in your heart, they're going to stay in your heart, praise God, hallelujah, and that's what you're going to speak. Those are the things that you are going to say. Praise God, hallelujah. And those are the things that are going to manifest in your life. Hallelujah, amen. It sounds so simple. Praise God, hallelujah. And it's so simple, it's unbelievable. Elder, you mean to tell me, praise God, hallelujah, amen, that if I think a thing, hallelujah, and I say a thing, that thing going to manifest in my life, glory to God. If you look back over your life, you will see that that's been happening the whole time. Hallelujah. Every time you said, today going to be a bad day, hallelujah, was it not a bad day? Praise God. Every time you said, I think she about to get on my nerves today, did she not? Hallelujah, praise God. Every time you said, I think my husband has lost his mind, hallelujah, amen, he about to go off, did he not? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. It's time we start being more mindful of what's coming out our mouth. And when we're mindful of what's coming out our mouth, we'll be able to change the thought that's in our head. Glory to God, hallelujah. 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 Your thoughts are powerful. Your words are powerful. What you think, what you know. It's powerful. Hallelujah. It's powerful. Understand that God made you, hallelujah, in his image. He made you his image. Praise God. So if you made in his image and his likeness, praise God, then you can do the things that God can do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What? How did he start off creation?
Amen.
He spoke.
Hallelujah.
Before he put his hands on anything, he spoke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason you ain't got no hands to put nothing on is because you won't speak it. You speak it negative. So that's what you got to work with. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But God said, he spoke to the darkness and said, let there be light. He didn't, oh, Lord. He didn't look at the darkness and say, that's darkness. Hallelujah. See, we look at the situation and say, it is what it is. Ain't that what we, that's how, hey, it is what it is. Elder, it is what it is. I can't change it. It is what it is. Hallelujah, praise God. But God did not look at the darkness and said, hey, it is what it is. Nah, he looked at the darkness and said, let there be light. See, the problem is you look at your wife or you look at your husband, you look at people when they got an attitude and say, ooh, you mad. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if they weren't mad, what happened? They get mad. Glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Because you said it. You said it. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to realize the things that you have activated in your life. And blaming the enemy, you blaming the devil for the things that you done said. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So as we get ready, amen, to close tonight, what's on your mind? Hallelujah. What are you thinking about? Hallelujah. Are you thinking positive things? Are you looking, amen, for, do you see yourself in a better situation? Do you see yourself in a better mindset? Do you see yourself elevating? Because the way you see yourself, that's how you're going to speak. God say, this is the season. Stop being timid. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Quit being so soft-spoken, the Lord says. Hallelujah. You talking to me. Praise God. I may seem like I'm out there, but I really ain't out there the way God wants me to be. He said, it's time to start walking in what you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. The authority that I gave you. Hallelujah. Amen. I gave you the earth to command, take control of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. To take control of it, to have dominion over it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have authority. Act like you got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We talked about Jeremiah the other night. Praise God. Hallelujah. People going to fight against what you saying. Remember Joseph? He said, remember Joseph? Joseph said, I had a dream that your cows were bowing down to my cows. What you trying to say? You trying to say you're going to be over us? Oh, they didn't like it. And they threw him in the pit. Hallelujah, amen. But he went from the pit, hallelujah, amen, to Potiphar's house. Hallelujah. Then he went from Potiphar's house to the prison. Hallelujah. But then he went from the prison to the palace. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. See, what they thought they were doing was stopping his dreams. Hallelujah. But he had already spoken. Oh, glory. You hear, I already spoken. He saw it. He spoke it. It was in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Like a boomerang. And when the boomerang came back and hit him, a man that wasn't even Egyptian, a man with no political experience, a man, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, from another land, now is the ruler over a whole country. Praise God, because he saw it. He said it. He believed it. Hallelujah. What are you trusting God for? Hallelujah. Where do you see yourself going? Praise God. Hallelujah. Like they say in one of the books, what are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? Where do you see yourself? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because wherever you see yourself, that's what you'll say. Hallelujah. Praise God. And whatever you say, that's what's going to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Quit talking bad about your wife. Quit talking bad about your husband. And you and your friends agreeing. Power of agreement. It didn't say it had to be a positive agreement or a negative agreement. It just said an agreement. Glory to God. Now you is agreeing that your husband trifling. Hallelujah. There you is agreeing. Hallelujah. Amen. That your wife ain't nothing but a Jezebel. There you is agreeing with these things. Glory to God. And wonder why they are manifesting in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time to change what you're thinking. Hallelujah. It's time to change what you're saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time to believe that how powerful those words that you speak are. It's time to believe how powerful those thoughts that are coming out of your mouth are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh, so is he. Praise God. Hallelujah. That could be one of the most powerful scriptures, because the way you think is the way things are going to turn out. Glory to God. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for your word on the renewing of our minds, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you did not come, hallelujah, for the righteous, but you came for the sinner to answer our call of repentance, Lord. A call to change our mind, change the way we think, change the way we talk. Hallelujah. And if we do so, we will change the course of our lives, Lord. And we thank you on today. We praise you on today. We magnify you for it on today. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. None beside you. Hallelujah. We will continue to praise your name. We will continue to magnify your name. Lord, we want you to know we love you on tonight. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Thank you for the renewing of our minds, Lord. Hallelujah. That we are somebody. We children of the Most High God. We are royalty. Hallelujah, Lord. The demons have to bow down to us. They have to obey our commands, Lord. Hallelujah. You have set us, hallelujah, just a little below angels. Glory to God. And we praise you. We magnify you. We thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody called in. Tune in. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. We truly hope, amen, you are blessed. Hallelujah. With the word of the Lord. We want to open up the line at this time. Praise God. If there'll be one on the line tonight, if you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, if you have a comment, also the phone line is open. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Will there be one? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. Amen. We're going to give a shout out to I Don't Know You. Praise God. That's the screen name. I don't know you. Clarissa Williams, thanks for the follow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And whoever else is out there online that I can't see, we thank God for y'all on tonight. Thank God for the likes. Thank you for the 269. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. Those of you out there on TikTok, I will be online midday tomorrow. Amen. And we will, of course, be back online tomorrow night. Amen. At, praise God. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can call in and join us right here with More Than An Hour of Power with, of course, your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. Praise God. And trust me, we will be back on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, amen, is the sixth day of the week, which means it is open mic discussion. Open mic discussion. We invite everybody online tonight to call back in tomorrow night, amen, and be part of the open mic discussion. We're going to have some topics on the table. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And come, amen, prepare to discuss, hallelujah, the word of God or whatever topic we may have on the table on tomorrow night. Shout out to Purple Diamond. Praise God. Thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry, are you online on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes, my brother, I'm online tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Peace and blessings to you. Would you do me the honors on tonight and go ahead and pray us out with the benediction on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Yes, I will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you, Lord, for what our eyes have seen. Thank you for what our heart now has. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, that you will bless our brother, Lord, that you will continue, Lord, to show him great and mighty things, Lord, that he know not of. Thank you, Father, for revealing revelations to him, God, in this end time hour. We give you praise and glory because we know all wisdom, all godly wisdom, all godly understanding, all godly knowledge. It comes from you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we understand the difference, Lord. We thank you that your knowledge is pure, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. Continue, God, to have your way. Lord, continue, Lord, to bless us in everything that we say and do. We thank you, oh God, for victory over the devil, Father. We thank you, Lord, that he is under our feet, God. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. Not only that he is subject to us, but that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you right now. And we give you the praise. And we give you the glory. And we give you honor. Thank you for what you're doing in this hour. In Yeshua Mashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We now turn it back into the hands of our dear brother. Amen. Peace and prosperity to you, man of God.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
God for you on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Peace and prosperity to you as well, my brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Apostle Elder Nate Curry on the line on tonight. Don't forget about morning glory in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Make sure you join the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship for morning glory and be blessed. Hallelujah, with a word from the Lord. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We truly hope, hallelujah, you were blessed with a word from the Lord. Make sure you join me and the apostle tomorrow night for the open mic discussion. Hallelujah, we're going to throw some topics out there for you, amen, and discuss them. Praise God. Everybody have a blessed night on behalf of everybody. Hallelujah, we love y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Amen. We're going to get some Shana Wilson. Give me you. Hallelujah on tonight. Is that it? Wait a minute.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me. Oh, Lord, I'm on my knees. give me you. I just hope I'm not too late.
Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, LeAndrea Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister LeAndrea is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say,
Lord,
yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, LeAndrea. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
say thank you, Lord. Sometimes we got to get on our knees and just say, God, rescue me from myself. The best is still yet to come for you. This is your exodus starting right now at this very moment. This is it. This is it. One more time, choir. One more time. This is. Take it up there. This is. If you know it. Here we go. This is.
Gentlemen, please, please show some love for Donald Lawrence, the Tri-City singer, and this gift right here, Miss Leandrea Johnson. Thank you, brother. Thank you for coming.
You are the last party in the conference.